Okay, so someone challenged me to do a hysterical literature audio. I'm sorry for the loud giggle, but I think it's funny. So I am going to try reading The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy by Douglas Adams while I fap. Let's see how this works. Far out. In the uncharted backwaters of the unfashionable end of the western spiral arm of the galaxy lies a small, unregarded yellow sun. Orbiting this at a distance of roughly 98 million miles is an utterly insignificant little blue-green planet whose ape-descended life forms are so amazingly primitive that they still think digital watches are a pretty neat idea. This planet has, or rather, had a problem, which was this. Most of the people living on it were unhappy for pretty much of the time. Many solutions, fuck, I'm messing it up already, were suggested for this problem. But most of these were largely concerned with the movements of small green pieces of paper, which is odd, because on the whole, it wasn't the small green pieces of paper that were unhappy. And so the problem remained. Lots of the people were mean. And most of them were miserable, even the ones with digital watches. Many were increasingly of the opinion that they'd all made a big mistake in coming down from the trees in the first place. And some said that even the trees had been a bad move, and that no one should ever have left the oceans. And then, one Thursday, nearly 2,000 years after one man had been nailed to a tree for saying how great it would be to be nice to people for a change, a girl sitting on her own in a small cafe in Rickmansworth suddenly realized what it was had been going wrong all this time. And she finally knew how the world could be made a good and happy place. This time it was right, it would work, and no one would have to get nailed to anything. Sadly, however, before she could get to a phone to tell anyone about it, a terrible, stupid catastrophe occurred, and the idea was lost. Forever. This is not her story, but it is the story of that terrible, stupid catastrophe, and some of its consequences. It's also the story of a book called The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Earth book, never published on Earth, and so the. Until the terrible catastrophe occurred, never seen or even heard of, fuck, by any Earthman. Nevertheless, oh, a wholly remarkable book. In fact, it was probably the most remarkable book ever to come out of the great publishing corporations of Ursa Minor, which no Earthman ever heard, had ever heard either. Fuck. Not only is it a wholly remarkable book, it's also a highly successful one. More popular than the Celestial Home Care Omnibus. Better selling than 53 more things to do in zero gravity. And more controversial than Ulan Kalufid's trilogy of philosophical block. Fuck. Blockbusters. Where God Went Wrong. Some more of God's greatest mistakes. And who is this God person anyway? And many. Oh, fuck. In many of the more relaxed civilizations on the outer eastern rim of the galaxy, the Hitchhiker's Guide has already supplanted the. Oh, fuck. 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 The Great Encyclopedia Galactica, the standard repository of all knowledge and wisdom. For though it has many omissions and contains much that is apocryphal or at least wildly inaccurate. Oh, fuck, fuck, fuck. It scores over the older, more pedestrian work fuck. Two important respects. Fuck. First, it is slightly cheaper, and second, it has the words "Don't Panic" inscribed in large, friendly letters on its cover. But the story of this terrible, stupid Thursday, the story of its extraordinary consequences, and the story of how these consequences are inextricably intertwined with this remarkable book begins very simply. It begins with oh shit. Begins with a house. Fuck. Excuse me. The house stood on a slight rise, just on the edge of the village. It stood on its own and looked out over. Broad spread was country farmland. Not a remarkable house by any means. It was just about 30 years old. Squattish and squarish, made of bread. Made of brick and had four windows, is set in front of a size and proportion which is more or less exactly failed to please the eye. Oh God. The only person whom the house was in any way special to was Arthur Dent, and that was only because it happened to be the one he lived in. He had lived in it for about 3 years, ever since he had moved out of London, because it made him nervous and irritable. He was about 30 as well. Reading's hard. He was tall and dark haired and never quite easy with himself. This is shit. Paragraph that kills me. The thing that used to worry him the most was the fact that people always used to ask him what he was looking so worried about. He worked in local radio, which he used to tell his friends was a lot more interesting than they probably thought. Oh, fuck. Probably was too. Most of his friends worked in advertising. I can't do this anymore. Fuck. 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 Fuck.